You originally started your practice as a painter, but now for people who aren't familiar with your work, you create these like psychotropic videos that kind of incorporate a lot of costume work.
Yeah. The only work people would know probably from me is the video work. I studied painting at university, but I never really exhibited any of that stuff. I always found it really hard to stick with the single image. So I'd ruin every painting because I could never be satisfied with one still picture. But yeah, for the last 10 years or so, I've been making videos as the primary medium that I work in. They will also include, will be part of installations at times as well. But it was always video was the number one thing, my main focus. In the last year or so, I've kind of become a little more interested in the installation side of things. I've really enjoyed moving away from the computer and becoming more physical with the work I do in the studio and just being able to have my hands on materials.
Yeah. And your solo show, Valley, it does kind of have this strong focus on set design and space. So a lot of your work in the past has put this big emphasis on costume. How will that look in the gallery space?
Yeah. The difference with this exhibition to begin with is it has no videos in it at all, but it still follows on from my video practice. And by that, I mean things that I've used in the videos to make the videos will be present in the gallery. And also, I don't mean at all that it's a show of memorabilia or anything like that.
Because pop culture does play like a big role in a lot of your pieces too. So will
Definitely.
There be some of that in the show, or is it a departure?
I think it's like a departure, but that pop culture reference is like, I can't escape that. Like, that's my interest. So it'll still come through, I think. All the costumes, all the green screens as well, and a few props, what I could gather up. They'll be in the gallery in a giant heap. They'll be in this huge sort of cone-shaped pile, which is sort of there as, like, in a way, it's like a funeral pyre sort of thing. I feel it's time for me to kind of move forward a little bit from what I was doing before, try something different. I want some time away from that work, I think. There's more sides to me than a crazy guy with a costume.
A lot of your work does have this focus on creating characters and costumes, and I can imagine that to some extent maybe there might be some confusion as to whether that's attached to you as an identity or as a person. So moving into a space is a really freeing way to explore that.
For sure. And where if people are watching, a single channel video, I have this thing I repeatedly do that you sort of zoom through into different zones, different spaces of dimensions. And so by offering the audience a space that they can pass through, that's sort of what we try to do with this show. So it's almost like, if you can imagine, it's like the video, but it's a physical space. But walking through, in this case, I'm not there. As my characters aren't there, right? Visually, remnants of them are, like the things that make them, their clothing, their props, and their sounds are there, but the actual a moving figure, the video is not there. I won't be there performing or anything like that. So hopefully, in a sense, the people who visit the exhibition, they might think maybe they're in the video. People that know my stuff will notice the absence of video, which is really important for me in this exhibition.
You talk sometimes about this idea of being an outsider in a lot of your work. Does isolation or like this feeling of being an outsider come into play within this particular show at all?
I think it's something that emanates everything I do again, because that's kind of how I feel. I have lots of great friends and everything like that, don't get me wrong. But I guess in my formative years as a child and teenager, I could tell like a bit of a weirdo compared to other people, you know. As you're like discovering your thoughts about life and everything like that, it forms, you know, how you kind of feel for the rest of your life in some ways. More so this would be about the struggle of moving from something in the past and coming up with something new that you're happy with. In some ways, this artwork is about trying to do art and having trouble. I'm still hesitant to completely destroy everything from the past and, you know, start afresh. It's actually not quite possible for me to do that.
It doesn't feel like a clean break from the way that you're describing it.
It's not
whatsoever.
No. The only difference is there's no video, really. And the installation is really the absolute main thing. Like, there's nothing, there's sound, but it's all in collaboration in support of the installation.
Absurdity and like repetition feature in a lot of your works, and focusing on set design and all these pre-production elements. Is there going to be like a lot of repetition in these works as well?
Yep. So the repetition's still very much there. Like the audio tracks that we'll be playing are the sound from the videos. Well, there's in this pile of junk, this pile of costumes and shit, there's also a sound pile that emanates from that, which is a stack of all the sound files from all videos that are shot in studio, unedited, just like the costumes, unedited, just as they are stacked up. It just sounds like a kind of a cacophony, a crowd of crazy idiots chattering, but that repetition's still there within that. And then in this little tunnel space that you walk through, which will be, how do I say, like dressed in carpet, which was the last sort of main show I did last year in a solo show. The figure won't be visible, but their speech will be there. And again, it's repeated, one line repeated over and over again. That's something I've been stuck on from the start and still am. And even the structure itself has repeated form over and over and over again in a circular pattern. Yeah, no, I can't get past that yet.
Super yeah. cyclical. I like that rhythm and flow that you can create with repetition. And you also talk about this idea of hidden realities that play within your work.
Well, that's just like I love to imagine what little worlds can exist in inanimate surfaces and objects, which is where, for instance, this carpet one I was talking about, this character or whatever, is just my imagination of what the carpet, if it was alive and if something lived down in there and it was human-like, what would it act like? What would it say? And in this case, it says, I'm not doing anything, in a few different modes. So that's what I also like to do, is present a few different ways of the same line. But I guess, yeah, it's just my own imagination. A lot of people interested in this sort of thing. I played a lot of video games when I was a kid, you know, finding the secret level or like the going through the wall, stuff like into a space that maybe the programmer didn't want you to go into when they designed the game. Hidden doorways and castles and shit like that.
Like where the game breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, all kinds of stuff. Like I've only seen a couple of times, but being John Malkovich, where they have the floor that's like halfway between the two other floors. I guess I'm just still a kid and that kind of stuff is fun to think about. And I suppose it's easier to cope with a fake world that you invent than the real crazy world that's like so difficult.